Water, mud, fat and salt. This is what Shirley Nonsent and her family are going to be eating for the next few days. It is not just her. She lives on 4D mansion Cité Soleil, one of the poorest areas in Port-au-Prince. Called mud cookies, they are a food of last resort in Haiti and a symbol of the country's deepening humanitarian crisis.
We eat mud cookies because we are hungry. We don't have food. It's salty and we eat it. We can drink water and we feel full.
Haiti's capital and its slum areas like Cité Soleil are now controlled by violent gangs. As a result, access to food is often impossible. The World Food Programme says half of Haiti's population is going hungry. Humanitarian agencies working in Haiti have had to adapt to the ongoing violence.
We have to prepare the meals outside Cité Soleil. So here we're in Delma, a commune at Port-au-Prince. It's not too far from Cité Soleil. We cook the food here. The volunteer cooks are here. They prepare big pots of rice and beans. We put that onto the truck. The food, the hot food, is driven down to Cité Soleil and distributed immediately because we cannot leave food stocks. No food, no peace. Yeah. Haiti will never be at peace as long as half of its population requires humanitarian assistance.
The organization is also giving away snack bars with protein for children. But aid is not reaching everyone.
All of these people have been displaced by gang-related violence. There's dozens of children living in this place. Shiloh here is just over a year old. He's clearly undernourished with skin problems. There's thousands of people who are living like this in Haiti right now.
Michaela Exum is living in an improvised shelter in the neighborhood of Solino. She delivered her baby here 2 months ago and says finding food has become a daily challenge.
They were shooting all over the neighborhood. Everyone ran to save their lives. A priest gave us this place for shelter. Most children here are not eating every day.
Violence and hunger continue to spread throughout Haiti. And while the international community discusses possible solutions, those who live here are clearly desperate for any help they can get. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.